it's not anymore true that it is the Western world that is helping the others. I mean, we are going to show examples of projects that were born in the south of the world and that have now been used in the north of the world, because thanks to new technologies, you can create networks and it doesn't really matter where you are based.
Can you tell us some of those innovations that will be, I guess, highlighted during the conference showing this?
Well, there is in particular one session on health, and we're going to present a project that has been launched very recently with Belo Horizonte Ministry of Health in Brazil. And they're using ultrasound in many different aspects. And this is a project that we plan to bring to many other countries.
When we think of technology, we think of expense. But the solutions that come up at the conference, are they also cost-effective?
A few years back, the theme of the conference was low-cost, high-technology. So it is indeed important because apart from helping countries help themselves, the crucial aspect is on sustainability. So what we have done is also to try and find solutions that are cost-effective. The important thing is that if we empower people in the developing world, then it's up to them to use the research and development that has already been done. And thanks to new technologies, you are aware of innovations all over the world. And you use them and you exploit them, changing the purpose. So you reinvent something and you use it for the needs of those that belong to your community.
So it's adapting the technology and making it relevant and also sustainable.
Yes, indeed.
And now finally, Roberto, how has the conference changed and what do you see going forward?
Well, we know that many countries, mainly in sub-Saharan Africa, will not be able to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. So the question, apart from the one who drives the digital revolution, is, do we want to work the same way we have done in the last 50 years, or we want to apply innovation also to development? Because if we keep on doing the same thing all over again, which has proved to be very little effective and very costly, then we are just squandering the money. Development means empowering the people in the country and making them leader of the things you are doing. Once they are involved, then the project is going to live on its own. Rather than project comes, money arrives, money ends, project goes.